Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says 2 days of trade talks with China that ended today were constructive discussions, but there is no deal yet. Both sides are trying to step back from the edge of an all-out trade war. Overnight, the Trump administration raised tariffs on Chinese imports, accusing the Chinese of trying to renegotiate a deal that was nearly done.
Let's bring in our Friday Politics Roundtable. Jose Diaz-Balart is a news anchor at Telemundo and NBC News. He joins us from Miami. Hi, Jose.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. And Chad Pergram, a Capitol Hill producer at Fox News, is in Washington. Hi, Chad.
Gentlemen.
So here we are now with a lot more tariffs. This morning, President Trump tweeted, "Tariffs will make our country much stronger, not weaker. Just sit back and watch." Chad, what is the talk on Capitol Hill today about this escalation of the trade war?
There is really a lot of concern, especially from farm state Republicans, who say, they see these slips in sales of big tractors and other major farm equipment because of these tariffs. Just in the past couple of minutes, the U.S. Trade Representative Lighthizer and the Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin walked back into the White House. This is, as they are trying to figure out where they're going with these negotiations that are going on with the, the Chinese representation in Washington right now. I think the concern, though, is as they move into the next elections, think about senators who are up, who have stood four square behind the president on trade policy. Joni Ernst, Republican senator from Iowa. Iowa is a swing state. They've been devastated by floods there, so the farm economy is not doing very well right now. That could be a bellwether. And I've talked to a number of Republican senators dating back to last fall who keep telling me that farmers are going to stick with the president, but one wonders how much longer they will if this continues to hurt their pocketbook, if they don't get a good trade agreement, because at this stage, these tariffs are really, walloping them. And until that's corrected, maybe they get something that's better that resolves all that. But, they coughed up the $12 or $13 billion in emergency aid for farmers some time ago. The question is, will they have to do that again?
Jose, sure, farmers are important to the president, but there are a lot of people, a lot of his supporters are on board with him who think he's doing the exact right thing with tariffs. Don't they matter too?
They do indeed. And I think that harking back to the campaign when the president referred to that he could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue and he would still have supporters. I guess there are supporters that will support him on anything, regardless of what he decides to do. On this issue, though, and Chad's focus on agriculture is really important, and the president seems very concerned about that. I mean, part of the tweet storm that he had today had to do with agricultural products, and if we bought $15 billion of agriculture from our farmers, far more than China buys now, we would have more than $85 billion left over. This deal is good. Even the tariffs are good for the economy, he says. The stock market has not been reacting very well to this.
Well, exactly. It's gone down quite significantly this week after a very, very long rally going only upwards over the last many months. There was a lot of other diplomatic news this week that we should also talk about, though. The U.S. seized a North Korean ship carrying coal, which was a violation of sanctions. North Korea test launched another missile. The Defense Department sent an aircraft carrier to the Persian Gulf in a standoff with Iran. And yesterday, reporters asked President Trump why this confrontation with Iran.
Well, they were threatening, and we have information. We have information that you don't want to know about. They were very threatening, and we just want to have we have to have great security for this country and for a lot of other places.
Is there a risk of military confrontation, sir?
I guess you could say that always, right?
Chad, is this the White House heading toward a military confrontation with Iran, or is this just something else?
Well, you know, with this administration, sometimes you don't know. But it was significant that they moved the Lincoln Carrier Group, through the Suez Canal, and people made sure that there were pictures of this. They moved B-52 bombers from an air base in Louisiana into the region. Sometimes the United States does this because they see something in the intelligence which says, all right, maybe something's out there. Or maybe this is preemptive. They see something that's going on and they start to get into position. But, that kind of caught people here in Washington a little bit by surprise the past couple of days, considering all the other global turmoil. We talk about trade. We talk about Ukraine. There's all these things going on, and that was just one more thing. And then you had the Secretary of State Pompeo, heading in that direction a couple of days ago. That was not initially a planned stop.
Secret trip, right. Jose, I was going to ask you about North Korea and some of those other things we saw happen there this week. Is the relationship between Trump and Kim falling apart?
It's clear that the president is really intent on keeping that love affair between himself and the North Korean dictator alive. These three new missiles that North Korean leader tested over the past week. Boy, that's putting that relationship, I think, to a very intense stress. I don't know what the North Korean leader has to do before the president decides that maybe it isn't a love affair that may last forever. But let me tell you, let's add Venezuela. I mean, let's not Right. forget that Venezuela is currently in a very important crisis. The vice president of the National Assembly was arrested this week. Today he is being charged with treason. You know, Telemundo was we have our weekend anchor, Julio Vaquero, there in Caracas interviewing Juan Guaido yesterday. And, you know, is it time for an American intervention is some of the questions that are being asked in Latin America. It hasn't been very good for the United States in the past, as we know.
And if I can add one key thing here, probably the most significant and undercovered part of news of this that erupted this week was the formal nomination of Patrick Shanahan, who's been the acting mm-hmm. defense secretary for 4 months, the second longest acting defense secretary in history. The president finally firmed that up. I mean, there was some concern just a week and a half or so ago if he wasn't going to nominate Patrick Shanahan and Jim Inhofe, a Republican senator from Oklahoma who's the chair of the Armed Services Committee, he had indicated that, you know, he thought that the administration, the president, should step that up so we have somebody permanent. He said, you know, when you're acting, you can't do anything. And if, God forbid, they do get into some sort of a global crisis with Iran or something in North Korea, you want to have somebody at the top. Now, Shanahan still has to be confirmed by the Senate, but it's thought that that would move through rather expeditiously.
You know, I spoke with Chuck Hagel, the former defense secretary, today, and Jose, we talked about Venezuela with him, and one of the things he said is that it would be crazy for the U.S. to use military intervention in Venezuela. Do you think that it's still on the table that the U.S. could get involved in that way if Guaido can't get enough defections on his own?
Well, I mean, or he's arrested charged with treason. I mean, look, Maduro doesn't see an easy exit to this crisis, and he is willing to do anything and everything to stay in power. And he has the support, you know, of Cuba and Russia, some China. But again, back to the interview that we had with the interim president, he said, hey, if the Americans come in as part of a, you know, military force, it wouldn't be external intervention. External intervention has already occurred here. The Cubans are here. And last 20th of May, Maduro held a fake election. So would it be crazy? Well, if there is enough international support, if something happens in Venezuela where they see that Maduro has really just, you know, gone after Guaido and, you know, treason means death, maybe it wouldn't be that unusual if the world got together mm-hmm.
Chad,
and acted.
You know what? There was another international story that I want to get your take on. It was in the New York Times today that Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani is going to Ukraine to talk to the incoming president there about investigations that could benefit President Trump, highlighting Ukrainian business deals involving former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter, and also trying to downplay the origins of the Russia investigation with former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort and his Ukrainian business deals. A lot going on there. But what's your take on that?
Well, you know,
story?
Willie Nelson had the song "You're Always on My Mind," and what this really says is that you know, the origins of this investigation and the root of the Mueller report is still on the mind of the president and also on his attorney Rudolph Giuliani, and that's something they're trying to fully dispel as much as possible. Even though the Mueller report is out, and go back and say maybe this was started in a way to get at the president or something like that, or the candidate Trump in 2016, and if they can do that, they think that helps them in the reelection campaign in 2020. The other part of that is that it shows just how seriously the administration, the president, and his political team view Joe Biden
right. mm-hmm.
as a viable candidate. And don't forget, you know, I spoke to a Democratic congressman yesterday who said, you know, there's a lot of people who think that the Democrats have to completely recalibrate their strategy going into 2020. They said, you know, when you break it down to, you know, 70,000 votes in places like Ohio and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, where the president, you know, eked out wins in those states and therefore won in the Electoral College, This particular member said maybe we don't need to do that much. And those are places that Joe Biden ostensibly would perform well. And maybe that's why the administration and the president is a little bit worried about Biden going into 2020.
That is Chad Pergram, Capitol Hill producer at Fox News, and Jose Diaz-Balart, news anchor at Telemundo and NBC News. Thanks to both of you. And Peter, by the way, news just in today that special counsel Robert Mueller will not testify before Congress next week about the Russia investigation, as Democrats had demanded. That is according to the House Judiciary Committee Chair Gerald Nadler, who also said today that his committee has issued a second subpoena for former White House counsel Don McGahn to testify on May 21st or face being cited for contempt. The White House is blocking McGahn from testifying and providing documents about possible presidential obstruction of justice in the Russia investigation. Lots to follow, lots to talk about next week